Summer, I met you, I passed it at a cafe somewhere near here. Didn't think much about much, minor worries and mine, and a strange kind of feeling towards feelings and such. But love is much in a heart as these thoughts I could never understand, of how a man can grow older to be something else he hasn't been before. There were sunsets and motorcycles parking in, and the rumble of the small cars that our friends could afford. And the talks were a bore compared to the present days that I now live. But I'd give something, and you would give something, to go back to that lack of understanding of all the things that would come on. The long, long wasted afternoons talking about us, raving about us, just bragging about our love and how we met and how we were friends, so on and so on. So long to those days of caring and carelessness and restlessness and joy and mass. It's a part of what will always be and never be the same. Your trip to Prague went fine, you were back in no time. Then we rushed to meet and talk and enjoy our feeling of newly found old friends. That's how it felt, it seemed, we'd always been in each other's lives. August gave rise to that first kiss on your front lawn, and that first song I showed you was me showing that I'm sad, which is not bad if it can collect pieces of you like it did. And I partially hid my fear, my permanent fear of people leaving my life at some point, but that I'd be showing later, letting you know about Grace Cathedral Park, that we heard in the dark of the trees we saw waving outside your door. It was more beauty than I could ever dream, and there'd be more to come. The piano sound and the TV blaring soaps, but our hopes for something more would deny to be too much. There's no such thing, it seems, as eternal bliss, and we both miss all of the times that we could not now replicate. And I hate that feeling of guilt I get when I feel good next to you. Thank you.